Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day weekend. It was fun. Of course, one of the kids forgot. I don't know how they could have forgotten with me dropping hints all the time. Yesterday morning, I'm just sitting there working, and my son comes downstairs in his underwear, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, remember, we're leaving for lunch in a few minutes. About a few minutes of meeting noon, so he slept in, right? Lunch? Why are we going to lunch? We're going to lunch. We're going to see your grandma. Why? Husband's like, wish your mom the happy Mother's Day. Oh, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Like, yeah, thank you. Just get some pants on. Just take a shower. I don't care. Just, okay, pretend like you remembered it was Mother's Day, for crying out loud. Now, I don't care about that because I got to be honest. I celebrate Mother's Day on Father's Day. And I think the reason why is on Father's Day, that's when we serve meat. You know, Mother's Day, when you go out to Mother's Day, you know, you have to, I guess, go to a brunch, and there's flowers everywhere, and I guess you have to order some orange juice, and then maybe have a nice spring citrus salad. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. It's not what this mama wants. Yet Father's Day, and it's meat. We're going to throw some meat on the grill. Going to have some steak with the dudes. And I like to know Father's Day. So I really celebrate my Mother's Day on Father's Day because that's when the food is better. In fact, my husband did me a solid yesterday. He actually made for dinner some beef ribs. I was like, oh, yay, good. Had to get the salad taste out of my mouth. So anyway, so it was good. It was good. But interestingly, there's been a lot of transitioning going on with a lot of our vernacular. And remember how there were schools that were starting to ask kids to not use the term mom and dad, but use parents? Let me see. It's the church, the Grace Church School in New York City. They said instead of saying mom and dad, say grown-ups, folks, or family. Instead of saying parents, say grown-ups, folks, family, or guardians. Instead of saying nanny or babysitter, say caregiver or guardian. Rather than saying you are adopted, you say you were adopted. I agree with that, were adopted, because, you know, I am adopted. I came out of a vaginal canal. Nobody really identifies so much with how the birth process went. You were adopted in the past. These are now your parents. These are your folks. Looks like we can't say parents. Hold on. Looks like we can't say parents either. And then rather than saying husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, we're saying spouse, partner, significant other. So we've been doing that. We've been changing. Rather than saying, do you have a wife, do you have a husband, we say, do you have a spouse, do you have a partner. That's starting to transition into our speech. But giving up the mom and dad has been a little difficult. And so lately, we've been hearing politicians and we've been hearing people say birthing parent. To replace the term mom or mother, which means Mother's Day would be no more. Mother's Day would be birthing parent day. Now, I have many friends who are gay and want to have children, and they are going to be using their sperm to make kids. Does that mean they don't get to have do they get to have any sort of delineation of them being a birthing parent or a, because Father's Day, if Mother's Day becomes birthing parent day or gestational parent day, Father's Day, does it become sperm donor day? I mean, I almost feel like the more we try to be less offensive, the more we offend. Now, some of you are probably like saying, nobody's going to switch mother or father. Well, all right. So it's Australia's National University. They have a handbook that is already discussing this. And they are suggesting to not misgender. Let me read exactly what they wrote here. They say when discussing childbirth, use the terms gestational or birthing parent rather than mother, and the terms non-gestational and non-birthing parent rather than father. So my dad was the non-birthing parent. Now, he'd probably be happy with that. He's like, yeah, I was nowhere in the room. Back then, the dudes couldn't be in the delivery room, and I was totally fine with that. But really? That's kind of cold. And by the way, do you see in Australia they're using parent? But in New York City, in this one school, you can't use parent. I don't even think everybody's on the same page. And then breastfeeding. Apparently in Australia, in the Australian National University, they're asking to stop using breastfeeding, chest feeding, mother's milk. Call it human parents' milk. So you are giving your child that you birthed human milk. I mean, as a doctor, I'd like to know if you're giving cow's milk, goat's milk, human milk, but I guess we can't use the term breastfeeding, which means the ACA is going to have to be changed. You're going to have to rewrite the whole Affordable Care Act because they talk about breastfeeding moms and needing to have a separate room to breastfeed. So I think we're kind of falling all over each other trying to get things as less offensive as possible. In New England, you can't use the term pregnant or expectant mothers. You have to say pregnant people. In fact, the CDC has already changed to pregnant people, you know, change pregnant mother to pregnant people. So then the next question is, what do kids get to call you in the home? Now, I know what my kids call me, but to my face, they use the term mom. And I don't mind that. I mean, I really like mommy. You know, mommy, can I have some money? I'm like, anything you like, anything you want. Mom, what? So, I mean, I like being called mom. You know, Corey likes being called dad. You know, depending on it, I think it should be up to you. But if children are going to be corrected in school that you can't say mom or dad, you can't say my mom, my father, then does that mean in the house we're going to have to stop using those terms? So I think there's a lot of memos, and not all the memos are on the same page, and I'm confused. The 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have Nettie calling from Idaho. Hi, Nettie. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, well, I've been listening to you for a while now, and thank you for your program, but I've got a question. I just don't understand this. My understanding of a vaccine is something that prevents you from catching whatever you're being vaccinated from. I feel like since the vaccine came out, I don't know why they're calling it a vaccine, because it's not. It's a preventive to get, you know, deathly ill from it or hospitalization. But by calling it a vaccine, I really believe it's giving people a false sense of security that they can just go out and do whatever. Recently, there's an issue that came up in my life about a funeral, and someone said anybody that attends has to be vaccinated. And it just brought a lot of questions up in my mind. It's like, vaccinated? Okay, wait, do these people even understand what this vaccine does and does not do? So right. I guess what I want to know is, why is it called a vaccine when really it's, at least my understanding of it, it's really not a vaccine. It's a preventative measure for a great illness. I don't understand it. Go ahead.
No. That's a great question. Have you been vaccinated, by the way?
I have not. I'm waiting for more. I mean, there's 200 of them out there. I've been really keeping up on educating myself on it. I live a pretty isolated life by choice, just because I'm in a beautiful place and I don't need anything but groceries, you know?
I hear you.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not. Most of the people I know and love have been vaccinated, you know? I'm not. I know Idaho has a stigmata as far as, oh, my God, do this. Well, no, I'm not a normal Idahoan. Lots of good people up here, though. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But I do really want to understand it better.
Absolutely, absolutely. So a vaccine, so it's a very good question. You know, so when we have the polio vaccine and the tetanus vaccine, many of us feel like we're completely immune. We're you know, superhuman, completely shielded. But the true definition of a vaccine is something that will induce an antibody response. So I think that's why they're calling this a vaccine, because we've, over our years and throughout our childhood, thought, okay, a vaccine is something that shields you, protects you fully. That's not what it is. A vaccine is something that induces an immune response. In turn, many of them do protect you phenomenally well. Not all of them. The flu shot doesn't. But that's why they call it a vaccine, because it induces an immune response. Now, but you brought up a very good point. I think a lot of people are thinking that if they get the vaccine, then they are superhuman and they're, you know, 100%. And then they hear Dr. Fauci or they hear public officials say, well, wait a second, guys, you still need to wear your mask. And they're like, well, then what are you talking about? We got the vaccine. And it's because they aren't using the proper, you're probably one of the very few people that have actually brought this up. And I think, I think I'm going to start bringing this up more, because I don't think it's being said, but I think everybody's thinking that this is something that is 100%, and it's not. It's supposed to help stave off this, you know, a severe illness or the hospitalization, but it doesn't mean you're 100%, you know, foolproof. And so, we call it a vaccine, and people want to feel that way, because originally that's how the public officials touted it. They were like, look, if you get the vaccine, you'll be able to open up your store and work and support your family. So people were thinking this was the Holy Grail. And it's a vaccine. It induces your immune system. It's working. It's working, but it's not, you know, supposed to be 100%. Pfizer and Moderna said 95%, which is some of the best data I've seen on a vaccine to date, but it's still not 100%. Does that make sense?
Wow, that really cleared that up. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad I never called radio stations, but I'm really glad I did. Yeah, because it's been very confusing to me, but that does clear it up. So, okay, so vaccines aren't the holy grail.
Right. But they're amazing. Right. I mean, with what they've done, I mean, we've eliminated polio. We've eliminated smallpox in the U.S. So they look like they're 100%, but the term vaccine has a wide range. Okay. All right, Nettie. Love you. Thank you for calling in. You be safe out there. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, yeah, many of you are frustrated. I just heard from, you know, some students that a university is going to mandate, another university is going to mandate, you know, everybody, you know, get vaccinated. And this is going to be controversial probably for a while, especially since this is going to be something that might need seasonal shots, boosters, and I sense the frustration. And, like Nettie said, a lot of people who are hesitant about the vaccine aren't anti-vaxxers. And that's just some ploy that the media put out there so that people get labeled and they get, you know, called something, so it's easier to discriminate against them or it's easier to target them. And there's a lot of people out there that are vaccine hesitant. That's just, you know, the way it is. And if I, as a doctor, act all, you know, discriminatory towards them, then that's not good for anybody. It's not good for our public health. It's not good to help them understand what their concerns are. It's not good for me as a physician to understand what the hesitancy is. You know, if somebody had a family member that died of a vaccine, I should know about that as a medical provider. So we don't want to silence people who have concerns. We don't want to silence people who think they had a reaction to it. I believe somebody in Utah, a gentleman, might have had a blood clot to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And you hear people going, dang it, man, the news has to stop covering this. So what do you want the news to cover? They should just cover that it saves lives. They go, no. Don't you want both sides? Isn't the news supposed to educate people? Well, people are going to take it and they're going to be scared and they're not going to. It's not the one in a blue moon risk that's scaring the average person. It's the whole picture that scares people. You know, or a lot of people don't think they're lucky, or they think they're the unlucky ones. You know, so, you know, when we tell people that, you know, even though the lethality of COVID is really, really low, you could be the 0.1% or whatever. Now, I think John Hopkins now says 1.8%. You could be that in that number, in that percentage of dying of COVID. So would we train everybody that they could be that one in a million or one in, you know, 50,000 or whatever? Yet, when it comes to the vaccine, like, no, you won't be that one in a million to get a side effect. Well, you just told them that they could be that in that statistic of dying of COVID. So it's that non-consistent message is what worries people. I got the vaccine. I feel very comfortable when I'm around people that have had the vaccine. But I'm not going to, quote-unquote, shun. I'm not going to discriminate, like you're already seeing a lot of unfortunate op-eds and authors and officials say that's what we need to do. Now, there was a new poll from The Economist YouGov, and it found 69% of U.S. adults have gotten vaccinated against COVID-19. 69%. It's a large percent. But about 20%, aren't going to. And they said no matter what. Now, the CDC data has shown that 58% of American adults have gotten one dose and 43.8% are fully immunized. But this new poll found that 69% of their sample size were vaccinated, but about 20% said they weren't going to. And if asked if they could be convinced to get it, about 80% of those 20% said no. So what that means is people's minds are made up. So if their minds are made up, you know, you can't be blaming the news. You can't be blaming, you know, well, Johnson & Johnson has an issue with one vaccine. In fact, in Europe, I think what they want to do is with the AstraZeneca vaccine and the COVID and the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is allow people to have a choice if they want it. If they don't want it, they don't have to get it. Now, in America, they don't like it. When people have a choice, they feel people are going to choose the wrong thing. So they don't like choices. In America, they want to kind of mandate, which is the opposite of what I thought America was. But as far as I'm concerned, when I'm asked to educate people on the vaccine, I don't lecture to them. I don't, you know, try to talk down to anybody. I go, look, you know, what is it that's concerning you? Is it that you don't think you're going to, you know, have long-term immunity? Is it think you're going to have a side effect? Is it because you don't trust what's in it? Listen to people. See, nobody wants to listen. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on Sunday issued a regional emergency declaration in 17 states and the District of Columbia in response to the shutdown of one of the largest pipelines in the United States. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies about 45% of fuel consumed by the East Coast, was shut down by hackers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says the Supreme Court should hear the Mississippi case that could allow states to ban abortions after 15 weeks of gestation. Republican Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill April 27th that would automatically outlaw abortion in his state if the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe v. Wade. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, has reportedly put down at least $500 million on a mega yacht that will rival the finest in the world. The report said the yacht will span over a football field and feature several decks. USA Radio News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, announced on Fox News over the weekend he wants Representative Liz Cheney voted out as House Republican Conference Chair.
Democrats are destroying this nation. Any member can take whatever position they believe in. That's what the voters vote on the individuals, and they make that decision. What we're talking about is a position in leadership. We are in one of our biggest battles ever for this nation and the direction whether this next century will be ours.
Representative McCarthy is leaning towards Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican from New York, to replace Cheney. There have been clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, ahead of a planned Jewish nationalist march. More than 200 people were injured as crowds threw stones and officers fired stun guns in response. Tensions in the city have been uneasy, which have seen weeks of unrest. Israeli police decided to bar Jews from visiting the compound, where the mosque is located, during the annual Jerusalem Day flag march. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dolly, that was disgusting. Apparently I posted something and people thought it was really, really disgusting. And it was a little study that I did. I've really gotten more academic. I don't know if you guys have noticed. I know, man, I'm now doing my own research and studies and getting published. And this is like some fun stuff, man. I tell you, the students are a really good influence on me because they kind of reminded me how academic I'm supposed to be, right? You know, the years from school, the longer you've been away from school, you know, the more you kind of get back to your slacker roots. And I'm like, nah, I need to look like I'm an academician. Is that the right word for it? I don't know. Anyway, trying to be all academic here. So, masks, right? We're starting to shed the masks. We're taking off the masks like we come home and take off our bras. I fling that sucker across the house. Hits the dog, hits the cat. The cats jump over it now. It's a game. And the masks, I have said this since day one, I think they provide a barrier. I'm a fan of the N95 respirators when it comes to COVID. But all the other garbage you guys are wearing, it's a barrier. So, I mean, I'll support it. It's just, I keep telling you guys, it's got to be a clean mask. You really should be putting on a clean mask. You can't be reusing the masks. I know what y'all do, because I do it too. Well, with the mask mandate, I don't want to get in trouble and have to find myself a mask. So I'll have some masks in the car. I'll have it in the glove compartment. I'll have it in the little cup holder. I have my mask in the cup holder. How clean are those? I have masks in my purse. I have it in my pockets, in my bra. So the masks are all over the place. My kids are like, Mom, I need a mask. Well, grab it in my purse. And it kind of smells like perfumey, you know. So, Mom, this smells of perfume. Well, it was in my purse. The purse was perfumey. It's just because that's where the bottle spilled or whatever. So when people say, oh, I need to grab a mask, are they going to a medical supply store or having a nice fresh box and pulling a nice fresh new one out? No, they're using an old dirty one. And we're still not mask-free. Even if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear masks, you know, in large arena settings. And, you know, if you're immunocompromised or all, there's still all sorts of rules on masks. And unvaccinated people, of course, still have to wear masks in multiple arenas. We discussed them. But Fauci said, look, yeah, we might be getting more liberal when it comes to masks, but they're probably going to be seasonal. So I decided to take a look and see how filthy these used masks are. I am a fan, and I am pro-clean mask. I am not pro these dirty things that you're pulling out of your shoe or your sock to put on your face. I'm not a fan of those because I think they're disgusting. So what I did is I got some auger plates, and I got some little sterile swabs, and I took a bunch of different types of masks, one that was really, really clean, fresh out of the package. You even see it in the package. And then I swabbed it, and then I put it on the little agar plate, and then kind of did it like all the way I learned in microbiology. It's really, really cool how you streak it, and then you streak through, and then you streak through so you can get little baby colonies. And then I did a thick double mask that was in my purse. That was disgusting, that one, that the results on that one. Then I did a thinner cloth mask, which a lot of you guys wear. Then I did a gator. Then I did a mask that was just in a pocket, but it was a surgical mask that was used a few times to put in a pocket. And then I had a mask, the sixth item that I tested, was a mask that I had worn for an hour, just an hour. And then I swabbed them and I put them on the auger plates. And I posted this on my Facebook and my Twitter and my website. And the double cloth masks were the ones that were the most disgusting. And by the way, this was only 5 days of growth. I already started posting the pictures of 5 days. By day five, you could see all the disgusting bacteria colonies or fungus or whatever the heck was on there already growing on the auger plate. Now, as long as the auger still provides nutrients, we'll probably see more growth. I don't know if anybody can handle it. If people freaked out just by that, they might be too weeny to see what a 7-day growth culture or a 10-day growth culture looks like, but it's all right. It's all right. You guys thought it was disgusting. That's fine. The gator wasn't that bad. The gator wasn't that dirty. The pocket, the one in your pocket, not as dirty as the cloth ones. The fresh one, nothing. No colonies as of day five. Well, it's probably sterile. I mean, it was in a package. It wasn't the one that was in a box. You know, it was in its own package. So I think it came from China. I have to double check. And then the one I wore for an hour, it was in between the used gator and the pocket mask and the cloth ones. Now, maybe the reason why 1 hour of a mask was disgusting is because I coughed, I tried to cough and sneeze, I put it on my chin, I tried to play around with it like you would, you know, but it was only 1 hour. I just wanted to see what 1 hour does. And it still came out kind of disgusting. So the moral to this is you use a clean mask. And what I suspect is going to happen is if Dr. Fauci is right, then I believe he is, where we're going to be like China, where you know how after the avian flu, and then after the swine flu, you still saw people running around in a mask when you see pictures of, you know, people in China, a lot of them are wearing masks. And you're like, what pandemic is going on? Why are they wearing a mask? They've been wearing a mask for years. That's why it wasn't a big deal for them to start wearing masks again, because many of the people in China are already wearing masks. So I really predict that U.S. will be like that, where some people are just going to want to wear a mask. They're not going to want to breathe in what other people breathe. They're going to be so happy they didn't get the flu last year. They're not going to want to get the flu or colds next year. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had a sinus infection. I haven't had hardly anything because I've had, thank God, my vaccine, immune system, mask. Now, that also worries me because I feel like I need a good cold, you know, or something to just kind of keep my immunity going. So I am a little nervous about that. So I don't know if I'm going to wear a mask the whole time. I'll still get my flu shot, but I think I still want to, you know, yeah, if I see people, you know, I still want to give them hugs and kisses if I can. Now nobody wants hugs and kisses anymore. I'm like, no. I don't get to hug and kiss everybody. It's like, oh. So if masks are going to be seasonal, we're going to be expected to every now and then have a public official say, all right, guys, wear your masks. Are people going to be buying brand new fresh boxes? No. My guess is whatever they bought, whatever they have, they're going to put in a pile or a bag or a drawer. And then when you need a mask, there's your mask drawer. You know how we have a little packet drawer, right? So we didn't have to buy ketchup and mustard and things. Anytime you get something like that for free at a restaurant, we have in a drawer. And growing up, it saved us so much money having a packet drawer. So we're going to do that for masks. So the reason why I did my little study is I want to show you guys that even an hour worn mask or a mask stuck in a pocket is still dirty. And if you don't want to put germs on your nose and mouth, and you don't want to expose yourself to sickening pathogens, then you're going to need a clean mask. And if you don't want to spend the money on masks, and you're, you know, trying to be thrifty, and or you run out, then what are we doing? You know, I mean, the whole purpose of the mask is to try to keep things away from our face and keep it clean. And we're actually putting something on it that's disgusting. So I'm sorry. I know I kind of ruined a lot of you guys' dinner, your Mother's Day citrus salad. I'm sorry. But I promise I won't publish anything like that before Father's Day or non-gestational birthing parent day, because I want us to be able to eat our steak. But just remember, guys, clean masks, okay? It's that simple. They got to be clean. If not, you're putting disgusting stuff on your face. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Colonial Pipeline, which runs from Texas to New Jersey, transports about 45% of the East Coast fuel supply, apparently was forced to shut down on Friday because they had to contain a threat after becoming the victim of a ransomware cyber attack. Hospitals become victims, movie companies, political or government offices become victims, and the water supply. Remember, there was that one city, I believe it was in Florida, whose water supply got hacked by a hacker. They were trying to dump a bunch of bicarbonate into the water. Don't ask. Or alter that. So, DarkSide, accused of as being a Russian hacking outfit, made up of ransomware veterans, they say, is behind the attack, this according to the FBI. Now, Colonial Pipeline has not said whether it has paid or is negotiating a ransom. According to Daily Mail, the operator and the U.S. government are scrambling to restart the network to avoid fuel shortages and price hikes. They say the fuel pipeline operator said it had restarted some similar lines, but its main lines remain shut. Experts are saying that gasoline prices might not be affected, and there will not be a lasting impact if the pipeline is back to normal within 5 days. So this was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So by tomorrow, they're going to have to get a move on. Any more than 10 days offline will result in significant fuel shortages, especially in the Southeast. Now, the average price of regular grade gasoline has jumped 6 cents to $3.02 per gallon. Gosh, my neck, the words were like $3.47, $3.50. So experts warn the attack on Colonial Pipeline could exacerbate that upward pressure on prices if it goes unresolved for a period of time. So this is what worries me, and you guys probably know more about computers and spyware and hacking, and the dark side is supposed to be alluding to Darth Vader. Yeah, so these guys are like really into Star Wars. Yeah, dark side. And I think they even use the logo, the helmet of Darth Vader. Yeah. Dark side, they say, cultivates a Robin Hood image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut to charity. They say this group first emerged in August 2020. They're relatively new but very organized. They say the cyber extortion group is according to Daily Mail, a Russian criminal gang known as DarkSide. I don't know much about them. You guys might know more about it. But the cybersecurity experts who have tracked DarkSide said it appears to be composed of veteran cyber criminals who are focused on squeezing out as much money as they can from their targets. And DarkSide is one of a number of increasingly professionalized groups of digital extortionists with a mailing list, press center, and a victim hotline to help facilitate ransom payments. Now, what I don't understand is how we are so reliant on computers, so reliant on software and the cyber world that we let ourselves become this vulnerable. I knew it was happening. When I had my own practice and we had paper charts, and we heard that through the ACA, they're going to want us to convert to electronic medical records. I saw both sides. It would be nice to be able to contact New York and with a push of a button, send the patient's medical records there if they sign the HIPAA release because they're in an ER while on the East Coast. You know, I could see the benefits of having something legible, easy to pull up, easy to transfer and share. But then on that same note, I'm thinking to myself, this could get hacked. This is dangerous. There's going to be no privacy. And of course, as more people start to do electronic records, you start to see hacks and, you know, ransomware and extortion. Now, everybody says it's not the medical records, it's just their social security and birthday. Well, that's kind of what a lot of people care about as well. They don't care if they were seen for a strep throat, but they do really care if somebody has their, you know, chlamydia results, which they're saying they don't, or if they have their social security and date of birth. So we just kept moving towards that where you weren't even allowed to have paper charts. In fact, they were busting doctors and finding them, saying failure to maintain proper medical records if they weren't moving to electronic. And a lot of us old school doctors are like, yeah, but the problem is these could get hacked. I don't want our power company and our water and our food and our fuel and everything reliant on a computer system that could be hacked by any entity. And then I'm also surprised that this doesn't happen more. I don't want it to. But if they could hack water systems, the CIA, I think the Senate got hacked, Sony got hacked. If all these places can get hacked, I'm surprised it's not done at even a higher degree. They say the ransoms average more than $6.5 million, and the attacks lead to an average of 5 days of downtime for the business. They say ransom software works by encrypting victims' data, and typically hackers will then offer the victim a key in return for cryptocurrency payments that could run into hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. If the victim resists, hackers threaten to leak confidential data in a bid to pile on the pressure. And so, you know, was it Bush? Who said we do not negotiate with terrorists? I think it was Bush. I think a lot of presidents have that mentality of, we are not going to negotiate. Well, when you have a hospital, when you have a pipeline, when you have, you know, so many people at your mercy, and if you are the one that's in charge of their data and that gets leaked, you're done. The lawsuits, the stock going down, bad press. So a lot of people do pay. The reason why these are so popular and so ubiquitous is because they get their money. They say, the dark side site on the dark web hints at their hackers' past crimes, claim they have previously made millions from extortion, and that just because their software was new does not mean we have no experience and we came from nowhere. The site also features a Hall of Shame-style gallery of leaked data from victims who haven't paid up. I haven't seen this site. I'm not on the dark web. I don't even know how to access the dark web. It advertises stolen documents from more than 80 companies across the U.S. and Europe. They say one of the more recent victims was Georgia-based rug maker Dixie Group, which publicly disclosed a digital shakedown attempt affecting portions of its information technology systems. They're believed to be out of Russia. So, in Russia, apparently hackers can act without penalty. And DarkSide does not affect Russian, Ukrainian-speaking companies. So maybe, yeah, maybe you have to kind of put a little emblem on there saying, look, we're with you guys. I don't know. I don't really speak Russian. I have a lot of Russian family that's no longer living. So, you know, if you have an in, they won't attack you. But if I could just close saying, look, we really need to rethink our vulnerability when it comes to computers. I think there's this study or this article saying we live on our phone such that our phone is our new home. You know, we seek our phones out all the time. We're so dependent on our phone. We have bought into this system of being traced, of being recorded, of being listened to, of putting our information. We were told to never give anybody a credit card number or your birthday or your social. And that's all we do now, online all the time. Not making sense. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.